Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. When you stay inside your comfort zone, you risk your life energy becoming stagnant. How do you know if your life energy has stagnated? You might feel bored, uninspired, frustrated, depressed, anxious, short-fused. These feelings don't lead to inspired writing sessions. But you can and should feel happy, creative, prosperous, and excited about what you're doing. A simple way to do this is to create movement and change in your life, to get the river of energy moving and flowing. A reader on my blog recently pointed out that only some people need constant change in their life to feel engaged and excited, but other people need routine and need their day-to-day life to remain as consistent as possible. Well, I agree with that, and I've said before that routine can very much be to your benefit. And this person is absolutely correct in that there are people who thrive on sameness. But these are people who don't feel stuck and don't feel as though their life energy has stagnated. It just goes to show that the amount of energy flow we all need varies from person to person. But you are up against something big. You're up against the enormous challenge of establishing yourself as an author, writing a book, selling it, and becoming well known. And to get yourself there, you're going to need a lot of energy. You're going to need to get that river not only flowing, but raging. The suggestion I have today is to do something you're not entirely comfortable with. That might sound a little scandalous, but I'm talking about legal, ethical things here. It's something you may have heard a lot. Do something that scares you every day. Push the limits of your comfort. But what exactly does it mean to step out of your comfort zone? It means conquering fear. And dealing with fear has many benefits. Not only will you be overcoming certain of your fears, you'll also be building confidence at the same time. And when it comes to writing, less fear and more confidence will help in spades. When you let fear hold you back in life, fear will probably end up holding you back in writing, too. Once you let fear have its way, it will walk all over you. Stepping out of your comfort zone on a regular basis, though, can lead to a fuller, more fearless, more abundant life. You'll find that you'll get more done, especially as your fears start to drop off one by one. You'll worry less, you'll sleep better, which will make you healthier. And as a result of all this, you'll work better. Now here's something to consider. Everyone has a comfort zone, even people who appear not to. What about that skydiving instructor who jumps out of airplanes every day? Well, skydiving is something he's comfortable with. Just because someone is an adrenaline junkie, or they do things that most people wouldn't be comfortable with, doesn't necessarily mean they're stepping out of their comfort zone. And what about this person over here who's always moving from one city to the next, never bothering to plant any roots or stay a long time? Surely she's challenging herself each and every time she picks up and moves. Or maybe not. That could be her comfort zone, and stepping out of it would actually entail staying in one place for several years, getting to know people, making friends, and developing a routine. And also remember that something that may have initially been outside of your comfort zone can quickly become your comfort zone. Consider my career trajectory. When I first started flight training, the training was stretching my comfort zone, as was the constant changing of jobs in pursuit of all the experience I needed to get hired by an airline. But once I was settled into the job I'd always wanted, each day started to look a lot like the last, and I fell into a routine that provided more and more comfort and security as time went on. That's kind of a dramatic example, and it happened over many years, but this could happen even with something as basic as networking and making new business contacts. For you, it may be something that's intimidating or stressful at first, but quickly becomes a habit that doesn't bother you at all. Now you'll have to find new ways to stretch that comfort zone. Decide on one thing you'd like to do today that you're not entirely comfortable with. Then tonight, once you've done it, be sure to write it down in your success journal. I always tell people to write down their five biggest successes each day and rank them in order of significance. Try to make this one the biggest success of your day. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.